Look who's on a phone line, Reverend Medard Laz, the founding pastor of Holy Family Parish in Inverness, who has organized an annual fundraiser to help build homes, schools, and hospitals in Haiti. And their annual fundraiser, and sometimes they raise six figures at this thing, is it's either tonight or tomorrow night. Hey, Father, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful, John. Good to be with you this morning.
Help me out now. Is the fundraiser tonight or tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, Thursday night, the 16th.
Tell me what you all do with the money, and then we'll talk more about the particulars of the fundraiser itself. You raise money every year. What do you do with it?
We build homes, we build schools, we build hospital additions, things like that, John. And this year we're building a new school, which would be two classroom buildings, sanitation for the kids, an administration building, along with a 6,500-gallon water cistern. And this is going to be in the area of Rousseau, where they had the terrible earthquake, 7.2, on August the 14th.
So what's the status of that area then? Did it all kind of crumble down? What happened?
Yeah, the area has had a lot of devastation. The 7.2 earthquake went through and caused a lot of damage. And they were just recovering from Hurricane Matthew from 5 years ago. And that came through with 150-mile-an-hour winds that were sustained for eight straight hours. So, you know, there's a lot of devastation in that area. So these poor people just, you know, are looking for hope. And certainly we hope to be able to provide that.
Are the blueprints drawn out? Do you have a cost or a scheduled build date for this school?
Our cost of it is $150,000. Normally we raise about $100,000 for each of our yearly events. This year, the school is, and all of what I mentioned, is $150,000. And as soon as, you know, we get that money, we will break ground and we will get going. We're already, for last year's project, we're building a school. We broke in ground and are laying the foundation for the new school.
Who does the work? Do Illinoisans travel there and do the work, or do you hire locally? How does that go?
It's of course, it's local people that are hired as such. They, you know, of course, everything is local. You know, we need to, you know, provide jobs, and we need to provide as much industry as we can.
Looking at pictures of the area, and there you are with some of these kids. Talk about the lives of these children. Who are they? What's the poverty level? What's the nutrition level? What's it like for them there?
It's very, very difficult as such, John, to be a child in Haiti. Reason being, you know, there's such a great desire to learn. And yet, by the time the child gets to maybe fourth, fifth grade in any number of schools, you know, there's that pull. At that age, they can go and help their parent in the marketplace to sell something or to work. As such, but you know, education is the key to success, and that's why, you know, we're working with building schools. In terms of the nutrition and that, terrible problem, of course. You know, you go along and you'll see kids with yellow hair or distended bellies, and you know, your heart just goes out to them. In the sense of what if I was born here, you know, is the way I'd look, you know? Yes.
Reverend Medard Laz is on a phone line. Am I saying your name correct, Rev?
Yeah, you've got it. Yeah, usually, you know, a Catholic priest, they say Father, but I'll go by Reverend. I'll go, you know, just don't call me late for supper.
Holy Family Parish in Inverness is where you started this, and now you've got this fundraiser tomorrow night. In part, you're going to interview the Hawk, right, Andre Dawson?
Correct. I saw an article a little over a year ago that he's now a funeral director in South Miami. And so I said, I'm going to go on over and interview the Hawk. And it was a delightful interview that we had.
So when I dial in, then I'm going to watch a live stream of the event, and it'll educate me and give me a chance to sort of make a donation while I'm watching, huh?
Absolutely. And I have a delightful interview with with Andre Dawson. You know, all that your listeners have to do is go to www.foodforthepoor.org/buildingdreams, and they'll be able to watch the event tomorrow night at 7.
I'll post a link to this, too, at WGNradio.com on the John Williams page. And on my Facebook page, too, I'm WGN King John on Facebook. But it's pretty easy to remember in your case, foodforthepoor.org, foodforthepoor.org/buildingdreams. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I am unaware of this, although I know plenty of my colleagues here at WGN Radio have been friends of yours and have worked with you in the past. So I'm happy to spread the word, sir.
That would be great. Lyle Dean, Lyle and I go back, would you believe, 52 years, and his brother Steve works with you, and I know Steve almost as long as I know Lyle, but certainly not as well as I know Lyle Dean.
Okay, so tomorrow night, you're going to go to foodforthepoor.org/buildingdreams. If you don't remember that, but you know 7 o'clock tomorrow night, just go to WGNradio.com, John Williams page, or on my Facebook. I'm King John there, and you'll be able to find it. And then click on, and then what is it, like an hour or two long stream, a show you're going to do?
It'll be less than an hour. It'll be less than an hour such, John.
Well, then we don't need much of your time. We just need a little of your money. Let's help. You know, it's funny because I think a lot of us feel like, oh, good, someone is going to do the work. I don't have to do the work. But you can't do it unless I give you some money to do it with. So all you got to do is watch a little bit, click through, and make a donation. Okay, Father.
Yes. And, you know, people worry about, you know, where did all this money go? I've been working with Food for the Poor now for about 16, 17 years and made any number of trips with them down to Haiti. And so I can testify that the money is not going to administrative costs. It's going to the project. It's going into the hands and the bellies of the people. And, you know, so I wouldn't be involved with an organization that would be anything but. So, you know, rest assured. Tomorrow night we'll have 5 minutes of pictures of all of our projects from the last 15 years. So, you know, you can actually see where your money goes.
foodforthepoor.org/buildingdreams. We'll talk again, Father. Well done. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, John.